This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said during a visit to Washington, "I grieve for those who have lost their lives in this disaster." She pledged that everything would be done to find those still missing, adding that heavy rain and flooding does not capture what happened. Authorities in North Rhine-Westphalia state said at least 30 people had died, while at least 28 deaths were reported in Rhineland-Palatine state to the south. The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. In one of the largest deployments of soldiers since the end of white minority rule, 25,000 South African troops began taking up positions Thursday to help quell week-long riots sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 117 people have been killed in the violence, authorities said. The government said 10,000 soldiers were on the streets by Thursday morning patrolling alongside police, and the South African National Defense Force had also called up all of its reserve force of 12,000 troops. In a show of strength, a convoy of more than a dozen armored personnel carriers brought soldiers into Gauteng Province, South Africa's most populous, which includes the largest city, Johannesburg, and the capital, Pretoria.